as well as what they're not doing too well. Here's a question. Is there any difference between in being zealous or ambitious and being worldly or a workaholic? Probably not. I think they're very closely related. I mean, I've already talked about being ambitious, which is not wrong, but you just have to watch that you don't go over the line to where it begins to consume you. That's the problem, when it begins to consume you. Okay. Yes.
Since coming out of school, out of college, is it, if you have a 40-hour week job, is it wrong to have the ministry that you're doing take a higher priority than that? And something like this gas station, to secure a job that if perhaps you're planning on going full-time ministry, it would be the least amount of work or least amount of demand?
Well, I have some reservations on it. And because what I find is this, is that if a person in his normal course of employment is not being pushed a little bit, and he slights it, okay? So he says, okay, now this is what I'm being paid for. This is where I'm getting my sustenance, but I don't really care too much about it. You know, it's not really important in my life. And over here is what's important. Then what happens is this. Later on, he takes and replaces this thing he didn't care too much about as his job with something that now becomes his job, and I will find the same attitudes starting to transfer over. It won't necessarily, he'll have developed habits of attitudes toward that which is his primary sustenance. So I think there's dangers in it. The other thing is, I think a person needs to learn to live under authority, and that the only real good place that happens is in work. And I just like to see a guy pushed a little bit, or a person, just so that they have to live in the real world. Because unless you're going to deal in some unusual situations, you're going to be dealing with people like that. Your ministry, for some portion of your life, is going to be people in tough jobs, long working hours, with demands on them, and you need to understand their pressures. One of the problems that many pastors have is they have never experienced what the people in the pew experience. And the people in the pew know it. And it can be a problem. There is a sense of having gone through some part of the school of hard knocks for those whom you're going to relate to later. So, and you might want to do your project on that. Yeah, I think that's part of it too, and I think it'll train you. There are just a lot of issues when you have a part of your life that you all of a sudden are discounting and say, this doesn't really matter, and this does. See, philosophically, and I think biblically, God is concerned about all areas. Now you say, which is really most important? Well, I don't think we have to, you know, which is most important? Rest, food, or exercise? Which would you choose? You got to have them all. You must have them all. You cannot say that one is more important than another. So I cannot say that my job is more or less important than my, quote, my ministry. Now, recognize that I consider my ministry also to be in my job, because God's view is that all of my life is a ministry. So that's some of my perspective on that.
Really, yeah. That idea is keyed off of the thought of your life is compartmentalized, and you've got your work and your ministry and your family, and, mm-hmm. and I guess I don't see life that way, as a bunch of compartments.
Right. Yeah, it isn't really compartmentalized. You need to segment it. You need to put limits on each. But it's not compartmentalizing your life. Your life is a whole, and God views it as a whole. And he doesn't evaluate you on what you did between this hour and that, and then how you did over here. But see, you want several elements to be balanced into your life, I believe. Okay, some other thoughts or questions that you may have.
I enjoy it, but that's it. But I don't have the capacity right now to work 40 hours a week, go to school 3 or 4 hours a night, 3 or 4 times a week, go out on evangelism, and have 3 or 4 Bible studies a week.
I don't either. I don't either have that capacity. Well, the point is, what when you say your job is your ministry, well, it is not so much...
No, it's not.
Yeah. Right, but what I'm saying is what you do is not so much your ministry, but it's the relationships that you are in that becomes your ministry. Ministry is not done to things, it's done to people. And so those ministry relationships come in a lot of different situations. Now, as far as what you should do when, that's where you have to think through some of your longer term goals. And you forego certain things now for doing certain things later. And we need to be careful that we don't eliminate things that are very essential to our lives. You can't do 3 Bible studies a week and go through, do evangelism, everything else, and still do the whole gamut. You have to make some choices at a point in time for training, for development, whatever the case may be, and then ask God to begin to fulfill some of those desires that you have as you go down the road. So that's, you may just need to stretch that out a bit. So that you can get some things later. Okay, I'm just about at the end. I haven't, there are dozens of questions that I have not dealt with, but some of them really lead us off into other areas. And I think I need to be a little careful there. Well, here's a good one. As a single person, should I expect of myself greater availability for overtime work? What is the limit for loyalty and availability regarding overtime? I think that as a single person, it depends on one's job description. A single person has as much right to a home life and to other activities as anybody else. I think a single person in some issues has a little bit more flexibility. But that ought not to be taken advantage of. Say, well, this person's single, so they now can give 60 hours a week. See? Now, I think the job description can be more flexible in terms of what is expected of you. But that should be talked about as ahead of time as to what the function of the job description is. Now, if the job description involves, it's going to involve about 50 hours a week, well, then that ought to be talked about and say, well, this is basically what it is. And a lot of it depends on what you want. I mean, you may really want to give extra. Perhaps as a single person, you feel you have more time. Perhaps you feel like your availability is more and you want to make that availability there or, provide it for the task. Now, that's a choice that I believe you can give, but not that you should be required to deal with. We dealt with the question of overtime before. Yes.
I think when you are between 25 and 30 as a single person, the society is asking often of you that you, because you are more flexible, to give time to.
Right.
And that you have to protect it. Perhaps more than when you have family life.
Yes. You mean the people will more likely ask you?
Yes.
Yes, I think...
In an organization or something like that, but also in your private life,
mm-hmm.
you have to protect your life.
Yeah, I think there is a certain amount that needs to be done, and I think that's something that should be negotiated with the person with whom you work. But that's true. I think those who are younger... that have less other kinds of responsibilities would more likely be asked, and maybe that's not all bad. And the fact is, that's why I say, if the point is that the person wants to be more available, wants to give some extra. For one thing, when you're younger, you do have a little bit more energy on some of that, and you just, that is a true statement. I've got some funny quotes on midlife, you know, that you feel like you've done spent a night on the town and it's only 9 o'clock at night. And so there's a whole bunch of quotes like that about how you wear out quicker. The one I like is you know you're getting older when your knees buckle but your belt won't. Well, listen, I think that we ought to quit. I think that we've gone a long day. I'm sure that I have not answered adequately many of the questions that you have put in here. And the ones I've tried to answer, I'm sure I've not been adequate to in many cases. Because to answer things well adequately, you really need to think them through well, delve into the scriptures, and then come up with some things that really are good. Now, I'd like to see you tackle some of these questions in some of your work that you do in projects, and really dig out some biblical issues on them, because I don't always pull a verse out of the Bible as I'm even answering some of these questions. And you really need to go to the Bible for your guidelines.